And a morning for us to find out what happened at Fairhope City Council meeting yesterday, which was held instead of Christmas night due to the holiday. With us is Mayor Sherry Sullivan. Good morning, Mayor. Thank you for joining us.
Good morning, Lori. Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas. The town is beautiful. I keep meaning to mention how beautiful the flower beds are.
They
with
look
the
great.
Poinsettias and the little Christmas trees. I'm not sure what they're called. It's
yes.
just precious.
Yes, it looks beautiful, and so thankful for all of our city workers and the Christmas magic they make happen this time of year.
Absolutely.
Yes.
The lights and the new plaza,
yes,
everything.
The flowers, everything is beautiful.
And we were named, what, one of the top five, like, Hallmark cities? What, tell us
That's
about
right.
that.
That's right. We were listed as one of the top five cities that can mimic basically a Christmas Hallmark movie. So that was a nice honor to receive. And again, it's because of all the workers that really take pride in what they do and just how beautiful they make things and that extra mile they go to make sure everybody has a great experience when they come to Fairhope.
We do appreciate them very, very much.
We do.
Speaking of work, you were on TV talking about the Arts Alley and its continuation and upcoming completion.
Correct. We hope to be able to dedicate that. It'll probably be February because we're going to be working on a dedication for Gaston Plaza, get that signage in, get that dedicated, then the track facility, and then the alleyway project. And again, it's wrapping up. One thing we're trying to coordinate right now is there's going to be some work done on the hardware building and trying to coordinate that work there on Church Street. We don't want to lay a bunch of pavers and then have construction equipment in there, so we're trying to kind of navigate that and make sure we have all that taken care of before we completely open everything.
This Arts Alley project has just been going on for months and months and months,
yes.
And I happen to have a bird's eye view
right
across
do.
The street. But in addition to beautifying the parking garage and the space in between the garage and the buildings that face Fairhope Avenue to increase walkability, there was a lot of underground, unseen stuff going on.
Absolutely. A lot of drainage and utility work that had to be done. The other thing is we've been really working with the business owners adjacent to the project, the contractor has. So if they've wanted paving done up to their property or on their property, they've been working with them also. So we're trying to coordinate all that project. So there's a lot of moving parts to this project. Again, the transit hub, the restroom facility, that's another part of it. And again, to be honest, it's the same contractors, same subcontractors that worked on Gaston Plaza. So everybody saw the sense of urgency before tree lighting to get that open. So we
right.
pulled them off this project to move them over there. So some of that is the city's fault because we pulled them over there to make sure that got open. But yeah, we are hopefully have that same sense of urgency now to go ahead and get that alleyway project wrapped up.
Good. It's looking very nice. The pavers and
it
the landscaping and the murals. It's looking very nice. Let's move on to the city council agenda then and the report of the mayor. What did you have to report?
So I just basically wished everybody a Merry Christmas and then yielded some time to a student from Fairhope High School who was coming in to talk about ecotourism and water, how we can, harvest some rainwater, some of that kind of stuff. It was a school project that she had. Her name is Lily Norris, and this was part of a marine biology class that she has. So let her do a presentation for the council and hopefully can engage her in some projects that we have upcoming. So really excited about that and always excited when young people want to get involved in government.
Absolutely. Just like the recent Eagle Scout that did
the tree trail. Yes.
The tree trail
Ashton
and
Sawyer.
The barriers. The underwater things, I'm blanking.
Oh, the reefs.
Thank you.
Yes.
Yes.
The Eagle Reef Project. Yes.
Yes.
It's, again, Junior City Council, all that. It's great when you engage those young folks
mm-hmm.
in government and help them, kind of put them on their path to being good citizens.
And as a reminder, if folks would like to see her presentation or anything to do at all with the council meeting, they're all broadcast live on the Fairhope YouTube channel, which you can just pull up and watch at any time.
Correct.
Okay, let's move on to number six. What is video fee payment compliance review services for $6,000?
This has to do with an agreement that we have. It's basically to determine DirecTV's compliance with our city agreement. So we have you know, we have a telecom consultant that reviews all of these contracts for us and basically provides us input and helps us draft agreements to make sure we are getting the best bang for our buck, to make sure that they are doing everything that they need to do in compliance with, you know, federal guidelines, with communication guidelines, and also with the city ordinances.
So anytime a broadcast entity comes in, they have to get approval from the city and a contract, if you will.
That's correct. Anything like that, or if they're going to, you know, use our water tower to put antennas on, like AT&T or Verizon, any of those folks, there are contracts that we have with them that are very beneficial to the city. And again, Greg Fender does a great job. He works closely with the League of Municipalities and with the cities across the state and reviews those contracts for us, and again, make sure that we're meeting all guidelines and that we're getting, you know, our fair compensation.
Number 7 and 8 have to do with firewall and computer talk with Palo Alto support subscriptions. One is $52,000 and one is $10,000.
Right, and those are just general maintenance items that we do every year. I know that the $52,000 is a big number, but again, that is our firewall protection and something that we have to protect, you know, data and to protect our systems in place, especially considering that we have utilities. So Jeff Montgomery and his team do a great job, and that's all part of just housekeeping.
And that's an annual expense.
It is an annual expense, and it is budgeted.
Number 9, planning department restructuring and reclassification. Tell us about that.
So we, you know Kim Burmeister, Lori, and you know that she is getting ready to retire, which I absolutely...
What are you going to do without her?
I know. I'm thrilled for her, but hate it for us. But, you know, she's been with the city for 27 years and is about to get ready to enjoy her retirement. And with that comes some restructuring. Kim has done a great job with the environmental aspect of her job and with code enforcement. So we also have right-of-way inspectors now that are on every job site. Also have another officer, a revenue officer, that's got some code enforcement powers too. So we kind of restructured some things to make sure things were in the right spot and make sure all of her job duties were covered.
Okay. And congratulations, happy retirement to Kim Burmeister. Number 10, the Osprey Initiative for Gomesa Litter Trap Projects, $166,000.
Right, and this is probably most people identify this project with the Winn-Dixie Detention Pond.
Uh-huh.
And that is where we put kind of a litter getter, is what we called it, kind of a trap to trap those shopping bags and those kind of things before they get into the waterways. This is an additional 14 contraptions that will be placed in different areas that will catch that litter before it gets into the water, before it gets into our waterways. And this is specifically working in that Cowpen Creek area. So excited about this. Again, it's no cost to the city. It is a grant.
That's
grant
what I was going to ask if it's Gomesa, so it was a grant. That's
grant
good.
Funded. And it also includes 3 years worth of maintenance. So they monitor it. They give us reports on what they're trapping, how much litter they're trapping, and then they also maintain the traps.
Very nice.
Yes,
very good.
Nice. Great project.
Number 11, a new truck shed for the City of Fair Oaks Public Works Department, $131,000. Where's that going?
Right, so this is the 131. This is for the Public Works Department, is to get all those pieces of equipment that they have out of the sun and out of the weather. And so this will go down at the Public Works barn.
Okay. And an extension to the asphalt and concrete repair construction for 2 months. I haven't seen much of that going on. Why are we having to extend, and what's happening?
But just to work on the specs, to make sure, you know, now that we have our own concrete truck, we have to be able to lay sidewalks. So they just want to kind of firm up those specs. So we're going to extend it for 2 months, and then we'll go out to bid again.
Okay. All right. Number 13 and 14, I'm thinking, are annual purchases for the water department.
They're chemicals for the water department, and that's something, again, that we do every year.
Let's see if I can pronounce this. Hydrofluorosilicic
acid.
I missed it. No. Something like that. Acid.
Yes, that's correct.
$50,000.
That's correct.
And hydrated lime and chlorine liquefied gas.
That one's a little bit easier.
Yeah, $85,000.
Right.
And $60,000, respectfully.
Correct.
And that's just part of it.
It's just part of it, to maintain your water system.
Water quality and
right,
water system.
Right.
Wow. And executive session, I thought this was interesting. the way it's worded, this is discussing pending litigation that is imminent and likely, but hasn't been taken yet. So something's happened. You anticipate getting sued over, but you can't say.
No. Executive session, you can't discuss those items. But again, it's something that we consult our lawyers over, and they come up with the verbiage, and they tell us if it's something we should discuss in executive session or not.
Okay. All right. Also, off the agenda, mm-hmm. you participated in a fun and festive opening celebration for the roundabout.
I did. I told everybody last week that, you know, it was a good week in Fairhope. When the roundabout opened and Publix opened, I cut my call volume by about 50%. So excited about that. And from rumor is that Ben's might be opening today. So that will be yet another question that we can take off the table.
Right.
So that's exciting. A lot of good things happening.
What else do you get contacted about? What are some things that folks come to you? Oh, have you caught much grief of the 15-mile-an-hour speed limit?
A little bit. You know, and Lori, I will tell you, you know, it's people are calling and saying, you know, there's no way to go 15 miles an hour. And I get that. I mean, it's difficult. You have to really take your foot off the pedal and you have to coast. But you can really, like, sit in my office or sit at City Hall. It has slowed traffic dramatically, which is nice because we have so much pedestrian traffic right. in downtown. And I continue to say the police have to use their best judgment with folks. Obviously, I you know, can't say this for sure, but if you're going 20, you probably wouldn't get a ticket. But the problem is if we post 25, people are going 35. So we understand that people are going to be going probably a little bit over 15 miles an hour. But again, downtown is so congested, even if you pass a police officer and you were going 30 miles an hour, it is really hard for them to flip around and catch you because you can't do that kind of, you know, turn right. in downtown. So it really has slowed traffic, and appreciate people's cooperation and understanding on
I've
that.
I've noticed it. And it has. You're right. With so much foot traffic, so many pedestrians.
So dangerous.
That it, I guess it does make
it does.
Sense.
It makes sense. And it is difficult for drivers. But again, it is confined to the downtown area. Again, I would ask people to be patient and understanding. And if you're coming through downtown, know that you need to slow down. And please watch out for pedestrians.
Very good. Anything else? Oh, I know you probably want to mention the fact that the offices are closed for Christmas, and then
Correct.
It'll be New Year's Eve before you know it.
It will. New Year's Eve before you know it. Yes, offices will be closed Monday and Tuesday. No garbage, trash, or recycling pickup. Services will resume on your next scheduled day. They'll be running double routes next week trying to get everybody picked up. And then, of course, we'll go into New Year's, and we'll have that celebration in downtown.
Very good. Thank you. Fairhope
thank
Mayor
you.
Sherry Sullivan, Merry Christmas.
And Merry Christmas.
Thank you to all of the city employees for having a successful year for
yes.
us here.
Yes. Thank you, Lori.
2023. It is now 836 and 45 degrees.